A rare disease is requiring a local woman to undergo an organ transplant nearly 2 months after giving birth to a baby boy. Terry Rutledge reached out to WLDS WEAI News this week to share the journey of her daughter, Elena Rose of Virginia. For more than two decades, Rose has been in and out of hospitals, racking up medical bills in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
When she was about 16, they discovered a lot of colon polyps. And from that, combined with the previous issues, they diagnosed her with what is called Gardner syndrome, which is a rare disorder. It's not cancer, but it kind of falls under that umbrella.
Rutledge says Rose learned more about her medical problems during her recent pregnancy.
Currently, she is up in Chicago. During the pregnancy, when she started becoming sick frequently in CAT scans and MRIs, they discovered a rather large tumor in her abdomen. And what had happened is that it was crowding the baby. So what they did was take him at 32 weeks. We're hoping to get him home sometime later this month. They hoped that the tumor would shrink a little bit after the pregnancy and they could remove it. But what had happened instead is that it grew and it fingered out and it kind of invaded some of the organs in her abdomen and poked a hole in her intestine.
Rose is now in need of a transplant for her pancreas, intestines, and stomach. Rutledge says the closest location and best doctor to perform the surgery is at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. Several fundraisers, including a trivia night in Virginia on June 18th, are in motion to raise money for medical and daily expenses. Additional fundraiser information can be found on the Elena Rose's Journey Facebook page. Rutledge has set up a GoFundMe account and U.S. bank account to collect donations.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
One person was injured in a three-vehicle accident on the west end of Jacksonville yesterday afternoon. It happened in the 500 block of Westgate at around 1:15 p.m., according to Jacksonville police reports. A vehicle driven by 53-year-old Juanita Beck of Beardstown was reportedly slowing down for traffic, along with a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Brittany Hardman of Jacksonville. Police say Hardman was then hit from behind by a third vehicle driven by 31-year-old Lauren Gregory of Bluffs. Beck was taken to Passavant Area Hospital. She's been treated and released. And Gregory received a citation for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Jacksonville police made two arrests last night and overnight. 19-year-old Aaron Shanks of the 600 block of South Diamond was arrested in the 1200 block of Allen at around 4:15 p.m. for domestic battery. Shanks remains in custody. 63-year-old Paul Hilliard of the 200 block of South Marnico was arrested at Church and Railroad at around 12:45 a.m. for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hilliard has been released on bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest overnight. 34-year-old Jeremy Gallup of Wood River was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 3:15 for domestic battery and interfering with a police officer's battery report. Gallup remains in custody. Morgan County deputies reported one burglary yesterday afternoon. Someone in the 2800 block of Woodson Franklin Blacktop reportedly told deputies at around 2:45 p.m. that someone entered his shed and stole a four-wheeler. Public transit options for older people in Cass County are expanding. The Cass County Senior Bus Service is increasing the amount of trips it makes to Springfield and Jacksonville from the middle of this month until the end of September. According to the Jacksonville Journal-Courier, the newspaper reports the expanded hours are due to additional funding being found for the service. Lawmakers are considering a new method for how their districts are drawn. The amendment sets up an independent commission reflecting the diversity of the state to draft new maps. Representative Jack Franks of Woodstock says it's time to remove legislators from the process.
The power that we presently have is only done to protect incumbents. It's not about good government. This is about good government. This is about empowering the people to allow them to determine who is going to represent them instead of vice versa.
And the Senate approved a different version that keeps lawmakers involved in the redistricting process. The amendments need to pass both chambers in order to be put before voters in the November election.
There's all kinds of people from all walks of life. And at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we connect with them all. Young families busy making a house a home, and some just taking life easier. We help you grow your business, offering sound advice to get the job done, and always looking for ways to build a better future at any age, at any place in life. Connect to the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. It's just better banking.
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Checking out news notes this morning, Minor Drive in South Jacksonville will be closed due to road work from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m., according to Morgan County. Public Protection Committee for the City of Jacksonville will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Jacksonville Municipal Building. And this is the second day of preschool screening in the Winchester School District. On the Passavant Area Hospital calendar, Parkinson's Disease and Neuromuscular Disorders Support Group meets at 6 o'clock this evening.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.